My roleplay tour is off and running after two great nights at the Lyric Theatre in Belfast there last weekend. I'm coming to the Old Courthouse in Antrim this Saturday, the 18th of May. There are tickets available now. You can get them off DaveElliottComedy.com, or you can follow the description of the podcast and get them there. All tickets are available for all shows across the country now. So if you want to see your city or town in the on tour, just follow the link, get your tickets, get them now, because they're actually selling pretty well and I'm buzzing. First two nights were great and I can't wait to get back on stage this Saturday in Antrim. The Slag Eye Podcast is brought to you in association with Modest Beer. Modest Beer, what else can I say about it other than it's a great beer? It's a great beer. It looks great. It tastes great. Their website's great, www.modestbeer.co.uk. And the deals are great. If you want to get 15% off, you can, with whatever you want to buy, whether merch or beer, at the checkout by using the code SLYPA15. That's SLYPA15 at checkout to get 15% off your Modest Beer. While you're on the website, you may as well subscribe to their Brews Letter to find out all the new news, goss, biz, Modest Beer. Do it now. The Slag Eye Podcast has a Patreon. If you want to support the podcast and get early access to the weekly podcast, you want to get the extra Slag Eye Podcast on a Monday, as well as loads of additional content to help support the podcast, you can do that by going to patreon.com/Slag Eye Podcast or by clicking the link in the description of this pod.
I'm the Slag Guy.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Slag Eye Podcast. I hope whenever this is coming into your ears, the sun is out. I hope you're listening to this in the garden. Hope you're drinking a nice little refreshing beverage. Not an Aperol Spritz, because those are the most overrated drinks in the world. By the way, they look really cool. They look really refreshing. Kind of taste a bit like soap. But I hope whatever you're doing, you are enjoying it. I hope it is sunny, and I hope it's just the start of summer is here. I hope you're barbecuing, or you're just whatever you're doing, you're enjoying this episode of the podcast. Off the bat, I just want to say a quick thanks to everybody that came to the shows in the Lyric Theatre last Friday and Saturday. They were two of my favourite nights of stand-up. Friday was a great crowd. I got a brilliant response. I'm really humbled by it. Saturday was a packed house, and it was great again. So I just want to say thanks to everyone that's got the role play tour off to a flying start. The show's shaping up really nice. We're heading into Antrim this weekend. There's still a couple of tickets left if you want to get them to come and see me in the Old Courthouse. It'll be great. I've got Adam Mogie coming with me. I've got Aaron Butler. Last week, big shout out to Alan Irwin, who did the support for me at the Lyric. He was cracking both nights. And I just can't wait to bring the show on the road. It's definitely my favourite show to do, and I'm excited about the tour. So thanks to everyone that's bought a ticket so far. If you haven't and you want to see me, snap them up. It's going to be a great time. And speaking of a great time, this week's episode was another great time. I had someone who I've become quite good friends with on the scene, Jasmine Sierra. What a fun episode this was. We had some fun. We had probably some of the most random banter of all time, but we're chatting about online dating. We're chatting about baby reindeer at one bit, which I've not seen, by the way. So, I mean, what am I even talking about? We're talking about how to get a black belt in karate, and then the best music to perform whenever you're trying to get graded for black, which was probably one of the funniest moments I've ever had in the podcast. I laughed my head off at this particular story. And also, of course, it wouldn't be another week of the Slag Eye Podcast without referencing my boys, the Pleasure Boys. We give them a big shout out this week as they were back in the country putting on a show, not for the pleasure of the Free Presbyterian Church, but it was a great episode. Jazz is really, she's a great comedian. She's really funny. Great to hang about with, which is always nice. You know, whenever you meet comedians, you're like, I actually like this person. They're sound. So this was just a fun episode of just two friends having a great time. So sit back, relax yourself, hopefully in a sun lounger with a cool drink, a wee bit of ice, and enjoy this episode of the Slag Eye Podcast with myself and Jasmine Sierra. You're right behind the pole, that's Sly, because you can't see yourself. No, come this way, come on.
Okay.
Jasmine, welcome to the Sly Guy Podcast. That's it, straight in.
Whoa.
I was going to like give you a little bit of time to sort it, but no, we're straight in. It's straight off. In. We're working. The microphone is your face in, because here's the thing. I am not good at producing a podcast. I'm good at doing it, but setting it up, my producers will just shout at me and go, why are people, what's the point of having a guest if they're, it's like, well, listen, each their own. It's an audio podcast too, if people really want. Listen.
That's for
the ASMR.
Audio.
See, yeah, I am, that. Oh, I can't have, see anything like that. It genuinely, like, do you get that with just general noises, or is it specifically like eating?
I think it's so, like, my little cousin, she's like a teenager, and she just sits there and watches the videos, and I'm like, you're a sociopath.
Like a young teenager or like an older teenager?
She's like 14.
Right, that's a young one, I would say. So yeah. Those guys are like, that's a worry. If you're just watching that stuff,
it's weird. And it's, they freaky. Like the clicking of the nails, and they like open stuff, and I can't do it.
No, I cannot. Like, I have discovered I have a condition called misophonia, which is like an eating noise type thing.
Oh.
And it just really gets me going. And I tried to figure out where it came from, and then it was just, I think whenever we were having family dinners, just I think either my mum or dad ate.
It's probably whichever one you have the worst relationship with.
No, I don't know. Because whatever
was. Trigger a bad.
But they weren't breathing out of their nose. They were breathing out of their mouth and reading. So I was like, I can't. And it was like, you don't want to be disrespectful, but also inside, I'm like, I may massacre this horse. And I don't know what this feeling is, but all my hair, oh, I can't have it. And I think I had an outburst one day. I was like, would you stop being like your fucking pig? And I think they're like, oh, excuse me. Sorry. I was like, oh, sorry. So then, like, now, even, like, it escalated so much that, see, if I'm in a room by myself and it's quiet and I can, like, hear myself eating, or, like, then I start...
Oh, no, I need, like, something. Oh. There needs to be noise. I don't even like to hear myself chew.
No, because then I swallow and I'm like, I actually might kill myself.
Yeah.
You know, and then I start... I don't know if it's just good hearing, but I start hearing things like my heart beating and stuff. I'm like, oh, I hate this noise. And maybe this is how it happens. I can hear... I hate the sound of being alive, effectively, is what that is. So, thankfully, I've addressed it now. And like, even at home, I'll, if I'm having food, I'll stick a radio on, or... Even like that's the most disrespectful. If I'm sitting and like it's just me and Catherine or something having dinner, I'll just like play a song, like, yeah. Back in Black, and she's like, why are you playing that? I'm like, no reason. It's like, is it my eating? I'm like, yeah, it's that, yeah, it's you. And then she's like, oh, is it me? I'm like, well, it's not you, you're not the problem, however, yes
just
it is.
You eating,
just you
to live.
And then yeah, she's like, oh, so it's just me. I'm like, yeah, kind of, but it's my reaction to it's the problem, not you doing it.
Yeah.
So she doesn't buy into that, but can't have it on YouTube at all. Like, I just can't have that's it. My kids just like to watch YouTube now.
Yeah. And what are they watching?
These like little I want to say Russian kind of girls who just do shit crafts. Like, so shit. It's, like, so bad. It's like, could you do... And then they just take, like, normal toys and be like, could you take this toy and, like, paint a mask on it? It's like... Or you just leave it as it is. It's like, why would you use, like, nail polish on your nails when you could use felt tips? And they're like, oh, these are these crazy wee hacks. And I'm like, no, it's stupid and messy. Stop it. And you'll, my eldest can't say YouTube. She calls it YouTube. And then when she tries to do it...
Oh, that's kind of cute.
It is a bit.
That's kind of cute.
But whenever she's starting losing the head in the living room, going, YouTube, new, it's not coming on the TV. YouTube. Ah! I'm like, it's actually YouTube, you know. YouTube. So... It's on
Graham.
But that's kids, isn't it? I'm too old. I am too out of touch. See, even with some of the newer comedians, I'm just like, I feel like I'm 70.
I feel old, and I'm not even that old.
Mm-mm. No, you are. We find out your age, which is still like a school.
31.
That's okay. So you'd be in first year, and I was number six. That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're still not. Do you find this creepy thing that the older you get, weirdly, in the realm of life, the younger you feel?
Well, like, I think there's certain areas I feel young, and then I realize I'm not once I get to talk. And like today, I went to go drop off a light at Madden's because they were doing like their whatever.
Okay. And well, that's old, the fact you're delivering light to people. That's an old thing.
I went to drop off their light, and there was a fight outside of the bar.
Uh-huh.
And one of them was like, he had to be like 17, and the other one was an older boy.
Mm-hmm.
And
like you say, older, like gray?
I'm talking like our age.
Oh, yeah, gray.
And so then I ran in to get kitchen roll and like water so they can. This boy was bleeding. He hit a glass on his head.
The young one or the old one?
The old one hit one on the young one.
Yes, go ahead.
And I was like, that's a little babe. Uh-huh. Like in my head, I was like, this is a child.
But and what time is that?
It was like 5 p.m., 6 p.m.
On a what? On a Tuesday?
Here, I was in the ghetto.
Madden's is a wee bit. It can get loose around
there.
Yeah. But no, I'm at the age now where if there is a fight like that, I will just go. I'll just go back in my car. My bones are too brittle for this. I can't.
If it wasn't a child, I would have ignored it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in my head, I was like, that It's like my wee my brother's like 17.
Yeah, see, that's that, like I just wouldn't. I'd be like, nah, because I remember this could be false, and, yeah. And it probably is false. But I heard a story, right, about this allegedly. Guy. Yeah, no, it sounds like the most urban legend of all urban legends. Mm-hmm. Apparently, this guy, I don't know, in this voice, but in a minute, this guy was out driving one night.
The goss voice.
It's a guy, and he saw a car, or no, a truck, just crash into a lake, and he was like, "Oh no." Jumped out, dove into the lake, managed to rescue the guy, pulled him out, and was like, oh my God, he saved his life. Apparently that guy was Gary Ridgway, the Green River Killer. So apparently if he had left...
I don't know why I'm scared. It feels like an episode of like Goosebumps.
Yeah,
Goosebumps.
Like, are you afraid of the dark? Yeah.
It's like, that's scary.
So then the guy was like, oh, I did the right thing by saving this guy's life. However, he's a massive serial killer, so how many lives would I have saved if I'd have let him die? So my that's not the right story for my point, but it's maybe don't get involved in something that's not your problem.
Yeah, all the boys were like, "Yes, come on."
Yeah.
They're like, leave the blue rolling, come on.
Yeah, and did you speak to the guy, the little boy?
I was just like, are you okay, sweetie?
Yeah, and then he turns around, he's like frothing at the mouth.
Pretty much. And then I didn't want to touch his blood because I don't know if like he's a disease. So his mate was like cleaning him. And can't you get that, or is it just birds?
I mean, I think you can get, because people always say blood's dangerous.
Yeah.
And I think, but then, I don't know. You know what we're going to do? This is not only a comedy podcast. This is, I like to teach people lessons. So what is your question? Can you get
a disease from touching blood, or having contact with blood?
I think so, because isn't AIDS a thing?
It's definitely a thing.
Yeah. See? So you've heard it here first. Can you get disease from touching blood?
Or is it, I know you can with birds.
Yeah, and like dogs, you can get rabies too, but that's if they bite you, isn't it? Touching blood. Touching blood sounds like an emo band. You heard the latest record from touching fucking blood. Touching blood. Blood may contain microbes that give you infections. These include blood-borne viruses. Maybe it's like airborne viruses, like COVID. Whoa, but it's the blood. Hepatitis B, hepatitis C, and HIV. Sounds like a rap.
Hepatitis B, hepatitis C.
And HIV. And you know what? They either that or they sound like three members of a street dance group. Hep B, Hep C, and the HIV. Viral infection through... It depends on how much blood you're exposed to. There's levels.
I mean, the boy was drenched.
Yeah, but then again, does it... Oh, on
you
your
have,
skin.
Do
this
you have
is
to
what
consume
you want.
It, or like you just touch it.
I think this is the one. Can you get sick from blood in your skin? The greatest chance of getting an infection is when fresh blood or body fluid from an infected person gets you through a cut, or open area of your skin. So, but then you know what? I don't know. You don't look like a nail biter to me. So maybe like if you'd have been a nail biter, we cut. Because I was putting roses in the bin the other day.
Roses?
Yes, trim the roses. Listen, I'm a gardener in my spare time, whatever.
Wow.
And I got a wee prick through the glove, kind of like how Sleeping Beauty got in the spindle. And if I had been touching that young kid, which again, don't isolate that, I could have got his blood disease.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have it. So you're better off not to do that, or else carry some sort of like blood kit.
Somebody called the cops, and they came and they put on gloves. And they did the first aid bit, you know what I mean?
And no, I was going to say maybe that's why it's called first aid, because you may get AIDS if you touch blood.
I feel like, are we allowed to say that?
Yeah, I just did it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. It's fine.
I agree.
You know, sometimes this is where I find the podcast awkward. I was doing a wee bit of promo for my tour tickets on sale now, and I was doing an interview with the newspaper, and I'm like, so you've got a podcast? I listened to some of that, and I'm like, it's only silly, don't worry.
I've seen your promo.
Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you.
If I'm in Belfast, if I'm in Antrim, mm-hmm. there you are.
You are the person who has given me you're my hype woman, because I didn't know. Because I've been told we're doing stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, a big shout out to David Hull & Co. They have been great. But they're like, yeah, we're doing some stuff in some areas. And I just assumed some flyers, maybe in a chippy.
Yeah.
But you're like, oh no, full banners. You're in getting bubble tea.
Yeah, getting bubble tea.
And who's wrecking your bubble tea? This guy. In the toga? No one needs to see that. But I'm delighted with that. And hopefully there's people, I don't know what's happened in the last 2 days, but Antrim are starting to turn up.
Yeah. So I believe it. Antrim. And you have Mogion with you?
Yeah.
The people love Mogion in that town. He is like the king of Antrim.
And that is the thing, because like low key, it's not shade on him in any way or form, but I like to believe myself to be the king of North Down. So, you know, I feel like when two kings are together, you know, I can respect it. I respect that he's the king of Antrim, but I feel a wee bit out of place because it's not my kingdom. You know what I mean? But I'm bringing we're French and we're breaking bread. I'm bringing mead to the party.
Ew. There you go.
So, but yeah, he's doing a wee turn. And are you about on Saturday yourself? Are you out and around? Are you gigging? Are you?
I'm gigging.
Why are you gigging?
I'm gigging at a golf club place.
Wow.
With Andrew Ryan, Colin Murphy, and Rory Woods.
Well, I will tell you if it is Clandy Boy, is it? Or no?
Yes.
Clandy Boy.
Yes.
It's tremendous.
I didn't know how to say it.
Yes.
But you said it, and that's how it's spelled.
Yeah.
That's how I know. You're right.
Clandy Boy. It's a good time.
Is it?
It's a good time. Yeah. Very good. It's like a secret comedy gig because it's private, but it's great.
I'm excited.
I've done it before. You'll have a good time. And I mean, I was going to actually get at you there because I was going to say, is this weird? It's every time I'm in Antrim, you don't invite me to your big dinner parties, which
that
is so sly.
One time.
Twice? Well, the other time I wasn't there, in fairness.
Also,
so technically once.
You're a very established act. So in my brain, man does not have time to come eat enchiladas or spaghetti and meatballs.
You're telling me some of my favorite things.
Baked mac and cheese and barbecue chicken. Or, you know, arroz con pollo.
Well, I don't know what arroz con pollo is.
Rice and chicken.
Ah, okay.
But Spanish.
But what is con pollo? Is that Spanish or chicken?
Con pollo means with chicken.
With chicken? So what's chicken? Just straight up chicken?
Pollo.
I like a pollo loco.
Oh.
What's that mean? The mental chicken?
Crazy chicken.
And is that a thing?
It's actually a restaurant in Florida.
Your home state, is
aye.
It?
Aye, yeah.
I wasn't sure because of the weather.
Well, I grew up there, and then I lived in Philly for like 9 years, and then I moved here.
So whenever like people are saying to you, like, where is your heart? Where's your home? Like, would you say Florida?
I would say NI.
NI. Because you are official now, aren't you?
Almost.
Oh, so right. So
I'm in the application phase, so we're just we're waiting. We're playing games, but.
Because that was the thing. Like, I would say Bangor is my home. No, Shane would argue with me, be like, you're from Hollywood. I'm like, yes, I was brought up in Hollywood, but I sort of moved when I was like 16 down towards Bangor and then moved out again to East Belfast, shout out to the East. And then whenever I had children, I sat down, I put my roots down in Bangor, and that's where I raised my kids. That's my home, and it's my hometown. It's Bangor. But like, I would say like people would be like, oh, you're getting too into it now. Like, I love Snow Patrol. They're a Bangor band.
Oh,
like, we have a bit of loyalty for those guys.
I had no idea they were from Bangor.
Oh yeah, they're so great, and they're from Bangor. Is there any Florida like musicians that people from Florida would be as into as like people from Northern? Like, we get behind Van Morrison. We get behind Snow Patrol.
We got is like Flo Rida. I don't know who we have.
By the way, Flo Rida, for those that don't know, it's a blew your mind. His name. Whoa, it's just Florida. That's like me being called Bang or. Unbelievable.
I think that's the only one that we really.
I'm gonna blow your mind because I am actually one of my favorite bands. In fact, two of my favorite bands are from Florida.
Really?
Yeah, Limp Bizkit.
They're from Florida?
Yep. Jacksonville.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Jacksonville.
And
nice.
On the flip side of that sort of genre, the men of the moment, the comeback kings, Creed.
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 Home now.
Well, 6 feet from you. Yeah, love that.
Yeah, that's good.
That was my playlist when I ran the marathon, just that song on repeat. Ran the marathon, walked it a bit, jogged some.
It's more than
ran
I would
some,
do.
Listened to Creed. And you know what? Here's a shocker for you.
What?
You can claim NSYNC if you want.
No, I will claim them every day.
Because our boy Chris Kirkpatrick, he's from Florida and that's where he brought
and
them
Joey
together.
Fatone, he went to the high school I went to.
Joey Fatone?
Mm-hmm.
That, do you have, like, as I know a lot of American high schools have, like, a Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
He's in your Hall of Fame. Is that something you would aspire to get on the Hall of Fame?
You know, I do and I don't. But, like, Joey Fatone, Wayne Brady, and then there's, like, a few, like, NFL players.
Wayne Brady's, like, a big-time American footballer, isn't he?
No.
Tom Brady shit.
Yeah, Wayne Brady.
Oh no! All my knowledge of Florida bands, but
Wayne Brady did. Did you guys have this year the Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yes.
So is the black guy on there?
But we had our own one. Who was, oh. I think it was like, there's one like a real wee boring like Tory guy was hosting it. It's Wayne Brady. No. But now I'm thinking Tom Brady. Shit, I've for myself.
No, 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 not Tom Brady.
No.
I don't think I could out fame Tom Brady.
No, but you could get on your, this is the thing, we should start it. Now, once you get your citizenship, is that what you call it when you're here? Once you get that, Hall of Fame.
When I get that citizenship, I need you to know for a whole week, I will be crying, partying, and just showing up to everyone's houses and bringing them something. Mm-hmm. Bringing
but
them
see,
food.
That's not the attitude to have, because then you might get put away again. They might be like, we cancel this.
They can't change their mind.
Well, everyone can. That's what I always say to people. Listen, what starts off as consent can change.
I have to pretend I'm not happy. I'm saying I'm going to break cookies and bring them to everybody.
That's good.
Yeah.
That is good. I'll take some cookies for sure.
Yeah. But
that is nice. And do you love it here? Because I would...
I love it here.
I think a lot of people, because I am less serious. I got approved than Esther the other day to go to America. So.
America?
Yeah.
It's not all it's cracked up to be. It's a great, like, visit.
Yeah.
Not a great stay.
See, I have relatives there. Well, I say relatives. It's my sort of, not so much, like, not, I don't want to say estranged father-in-law, but my wife's dad is in America, and, like, I think I've only met him twice because he's lived
there. Where?
Trying
to determine if he's racist.
I don't think he is.
You tell me the state, I'll tell you.
He lives by a lake. He lives by a lake in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania? Yeah. Okay, so he could be and he could not be. If he's Philadelphia area, he's a go ahead. If he's like Lancaster,
is
he
there
could
water?
Be Amish.
Is there water about? Because he lives in a lake in Pennsylvania. That's a great song.
So maybe New Jersey.
See, I would fall.
Unless he's
New
next
Jersey.
To the Schuylkill River.
No, I think it's a lake he's on. But
in Pennsylvania?
But yeah, I think so. You know what? I will get to the bottom of it. I'll find it where exactly.
The Poconos?
No, but that sounds like a wee game I play with my kids. Boop! Yeah.
Poconos!
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't think Catherine and him would not be what you'd say would be super close. So, you know, it's like just... But, I mean, if we were, I would try and go to America all the time. I love it.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I love it.
What do you love about it?
I love the cheese. It's so yellow and liquid.
But you guys have real cheese here.
Yeah, but you can't just pour it on everything. I love that.
You guys don't have queso.
No. What else? I'm trying to think what else I love. I've not been that American, though. I feel like I'm like one of these fake tourist Americans.
When I become a citizen, my dream is to take everyone in this building to America and teach you America.
Like real America?
Like real America.
And then, cause
not like touristy America, but like real America.
What is the difference between tourist America and real America?
Tourist America, like, you know, you're going to be overcharged and you're going to have like an okay time.
Yeah.
Versus like knowing, like, I know how to sneak into Universal.
I thought you were saying universities. I'm like, all right, Ted Bundy, relax. I know how to sneak in.
No, like, I know how to sneak into Universal. I can get you on a gator. I can get you to shoot a gun. I can...
Can you get us to do all three at once? Can you get me to bring 100%. A gator on a lead in the Universal and shoot? No, that's probably going to be me in trouble, isn't it? Shit. But I must say, I've been to, this sounds like I'm boasting, it is not, but I've been to New York, I think, now 4 times.
Yeah.
And each time I've gone less touristy and I've actually had a better time.
Mm.
Each time. So the first time I was like, oh, 9/11, yas. And then I was like going around, oh, yeah, there's the Empire State, yas. And then the next time I was like, I'll not go to these things, I've seen that. And then, but the last time I went, we're just going like little pubs in Hell's Kitchen. It was great.
Oh, that's cool. Did you see how they had that portal for Dublin and America and somebody put 9/11 into the portal?
Yeah, because I'd seen a thing today, and you'll have to tell me exactly the ins and outs of that, because I'd heard a thing that they're pulling down because there's been inappropriate behavior, and I just thought it was dicks. That was my first thought.
Yeah, obviously you're going to want to be like, you know what I mean?
But apparently, so there was somebody that was mooning, like pulling a mooner. Like,
I would just do that.
But, yeah, but then like Catherine told me about the 9/11. What was that? Because I didn't quite get what they did.
So they were like putting their phone up, and they were like, oh, hold on. And then they had a picture of the towers getting hit by the plane, and then they put it into the...
Oh no!
Screen.
So it took over the whole screen.
It took over the whole screen.
Oh no! Oh no!
I love stuff like that. That's terrible. It's terrible.
Yeah,
never
but
forget.
This is the thing. I think with anything, people trust people too much. Like, if you do something like that, there's going to be...
9/11 is just a weird... I mean, I think because it's in New York, the portal. Yeah.
Yes.
You know?
But where else would you... Like, is the portal going to move? Like, it's going to go to
Florida
Belfast?
Florida would have been a better place.
Yeah. Because
we're crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but then...
We'll meet you where you're at.
But you know why, like, there's this thing, weird thing with, like, Ireland and New York? They're just like, they love it. Now, people will be like, excuse me, I'm Irish and I live... No, doesn't count. But people, like, think they're just full Irish. So maybe that's what it
100%.
Is. 100%. You know?
The immigration office in New York, which is where I had to go when I was moving here... is between two Irish pubs. Uh-huh. And I was like, this is a sign.
Yes, that is destiny. But New York, I had one of the best nights out of my life ever in New York.
Where at?
I don't know. Because what it was, I was away. This is a great mug off for my dad, right? It was him and my mum's, I think, maybe 30th wedding anniversary. So like 10 years ago or something now. And dad was like, we're going to Hawaii. Do you and your sister want to come? Thank you so much, Dad. That's really, yeah.
Aww.
I'd love to. Surprise you. He's like, no bother. Then he was like, yeah, you owe me like $2,000. I was like, what? Oh, I thought you were like taking us. Yeah. And he's like, nah, fuck off.
Why else would I say thank you?
Yeah. And he's like, nah, so I was fine. We went. It was a nice time. But then my sister was like, why don't we go and like stop off and do some like tourism when we're there? Now, me and my sister at that stage would not, we wouldn't, we are very different personalities, very different interests. Like, she'd be very, like, straight and, like, she's an accountant and very, like, dour and stuff. Like, whereas I'd be, I'm a silly goose.
Yeah.
You know, I like to just go over and fly, you know. But she's like, we'll stop in some places on the way. And we had a good time. Like, we went to the Comedy Store and stuff in LA. It was very fun as well. But when we went to New York, we had a big fight, actually. We just got straight off the train at like Madison Square Garden, Penn Station, would that be the right spot? And then I've never seen more people in my life.
It's insane.
It was mad. And then I was like, I was like an old granny. I was like, wait, I need to sit down, get my burns. I need to get my burns. I'm too much people. I'm out of
panic. I also can't imagine you fighting there because there's all these characters, all the people dressed in like as Elmo, like a dirty Elmo.
It's so weird. Like, I was like, this is what the Twilight Zone is. And then when we got there, we sat down. I it's a real American thing to just give you cold water everywhere you go. It's the first thing. There you go. And my sister, for some reason, just reached over and lifted an ice cube out of my drink and used it to like wash her hands with, and then plopped back in. And I was like, that is so stinking. And she's like, get over it. I was like, no. And she wouldn't apologize, and I wouldn't get over it until she apologized. So we just did the biggest fight we've ever had, apart from the time I tried to get her to kill me. That was another one. I was like, if you hit me that much, kill me now, come on, what are you waiting for? And she's like, you're mental. And I was like, yeah, I am.
I love this.
Yeah, so come on. And then I don't really bring that up much.
Are you Puerto Rican? You sound Puerto Rican.
It must be in me, it feels like. But I just then that whole time was like, right, let's just we're there, she's doing her thing, and it wasn't like super fun but then I saw a mate of mine just post up a picture that he was like outside the Empire State Building. I was like, are you in New York? And he's like, yeah, but I'm here with like my pregnant wife and she's not really up to doing much. And I was like, well, let's just go for a coffee, just you and me, let's go for a wee coffee and we'll see what happens. And he was like, yeah, okay, let's do it. So we went for a coffee shop was shut, and then like a sign from God just looked, there was Hooters. And it was
Hooters. I had my 16th birthday there.
Oh.
Anyway, keep going.
And was it you doing some illegal stuff in there at the time? Like drinking? Or were you just having dinner?
No, my mom had promised me trauma dump at a quinceañera.
Uh-huh.
Didn't happen. And then Americans would do like sweet 16s.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't happen. And I was living with my uncle. My uncle's like, what do you want? And I was like, I want chicken wings and to watch UFC.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, right, let's go.
And
he brought me to Hooters.
But Hooters gets a bad rep because everybody thinks it's just baps, just ditties, flat out.
It's not. It's good chicken wings.
Yeah. Oh, it's great chicken.
The food is good.
Great beer. Because we went in there and we're like, well, have we bite to eat? Is there any coffee? And then I think the waitress was like, no, we don't really. Well, we could do your coffee, or we have like pitchers of beer for like $10. And we're like, well, I'll have a couple. And then we ended up like properly on it, and then we end up going around all these bars, and like New York's very
she must have been pissed.
But she was asleep. She was
pregnant,
okay. Yeah, she was just because this was an evening, like
okay.
She'd just gone to sleep. We got away with it because he texted her and be like, oh, she's asleep. And then we went to this bar, and we ended up like, you know, like all the bars, you just go and sit at the bar, and then people just, we ended up gathering a crew with like this, it was this girl from Like, she was fair. I kept saying, I'm from the ghetto. I'll show you guys around. You're not safe here by yourself. People are going to pickpocket you. You two look like two wee fruits. I've got your back. And they're like, all right. And then we met this drag.
She's going to pickpocket
probably. I should have thought about it. She's actually going to bring us to someone to kill us. Yeah. And then there was a guy who's like, he was a drag queen, but he was like off duty. So he just had like normal gear off on. Duty. With the mask, like the face mascara and all on. And the four of us just had the greatest time. And we were out till like 5 a.m. Yeah. And then, it's just a great night out.
City that never sleeps.
I wanted to the next day a lot. And then there's a guy, Shane and I, saw another time we were there together. And he was flamboyantly gay, without doubt. He was wearing hot pants.
Ugh.
Boots. Just like desert boots, and he had a vest on, but he also had the world's scariest looking dog. Like, he was like walking through, and this guy was like, and he got into a fight with a guy that looked like he was in a gang, so it was like got a bit scary. And then, like, I think I don't know who threw, there was a bit of like someone was either he was eating KFC or the other guy was eating KFC, but one way or another. Some bones were thrown.
Yeah.
And then I think the gang guy threw it at the gay guy. And the gay guy was like, oh. And then the gang is like, what even are you? He's like, what even are you? And then he said like, oh, because...
Yeah. Your worst nightmare.
But no, the line he said back to him was like, because I turn up. And he went like that with the way of the dog. He's like, because I turn up. And he's like, what are you even doing here? He's like, it's because I turn up. And off he went. And we looked at each other like, this guy is just living his best life with the, you know, dogs, their necks are like, it was terrifying.
Oh, my God.
But he, like, if that dog had ran, that guy's wrist was not sturdy enough to hold. Like, he was, like, walking, like, mincing around, not giving a fuck with this terrifying dog. And we were like, this is just great to see. This guy doesn't care.
No, no one cares.
Wow. Well,
if you live in a city, it doesn't matter how you're dressed or how you look, you can fight.
Mm-hmm.
And two, you just don't care. You don't care.
Yeah, because like we go to America like big pussies. Like, we get over there and we're like, they've guns everywhere here. And it's like, you're from Belfast. Like, you know, you should be able to cope. Like, no, these guys, they're just wild. And they are wild. Yeah. And I've seen some great. And like, LA is another place just full of wild people.
Never been to LA. I've also never been. I would die to go to Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
One of my biggest dreams is to meet Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yes.
I love him.
He is great.
I was obsessed as a kid. What did you guys have that show here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was obsessed.
Because didn't he have a son who had weird style, but strangely sexy?
Oh, I had the biggest crush on him.
Yeah, he was a good looking kid.
He was, with his little ponytail.
Yep.
Yes.
Which is a dodgy style, to be sure, but...
I love hair.
But then his wife's dead now too, isn't he, dog?
So I know.
Is he single or is he with someone else?
I don't know. I feel like the black community would turn on me if I tried to holler at him, you know?
Yeah.
You have to pretend like I'm not in love with him.
But you know what? If you bumped into him like on the beach somewhere, it'd be fine. You know?
Yeah.
That's why he's so chilled. It's great.
I know. I want to be a bounty hunter, but I can't run.
Yeah. But what even is it? Because that's the thing I couldn't understand, because we don't have bounty hunters here.
What?
Yeah, we just...
Okay,
we have paramilitaries. Like, it's kinda...
If you go to jail or prison and people can go get bail money,
mm-hmm.
and it's a loan.
Right, okay.
Right? And if you don't pay that back... And mm-hmm. these people go to catch these criminals and put them back in jail.
But do they have the... So are they not like policemen? They're just guys?
Yeah, they're just... So they don't have the same rules, so they can...
Fuck you up?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Because I've heard of like bailiffs, and those kind of guys do fucking crazy shit in America that we wouldn't be allowed to do here. They just go and take... Like, it's always a filing cabinet. Like, why do they always take people's... Yeah, you owe debts. We're taking your filing cabinet.
Yeah.
It's like, just take something else. Take a TV. But yeah, it's just wild out there. And dog. Didn't meet dog when I was in Hawaii, sadly.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
No, but it was a nice time. It's a place I'd like to go again.
Hawaii?
Yeah, it was very fun. Like, it's the only place, apparently, it has all ecosystems in the world on one island, apparently. So it's, like, got rainforest, it's got desert, it's got, like...
Volcanoes,
it's got, like... And then I'm really into Moana at the minute, too. Oh, my Moana. Wee one loves Moana. So.
Are you going to see the live action?
Yes, of course you will. But... There's nothing out about it yet.
I saw, I don't know if it was like a spoof, because I don't think they're going to have Zendaya be Moana.
Yeah, I mean.
Did you see that?
Yeah, but it's AI, you see.
That's so, what I'm saying. I think it's like.
Because I clicked on it and I saw like The Rock, and I was like, I know he'll be Maui, of course.
100%.
But
There's no way there would be an uproar.
Yeah, because she's not Hawaiian or an Islander, is she?
No.
Is she like Spanish or something, Zendaya?
No, I think she's like half black, half white.
The worst.
Ugh, don't get me started.
No, she's... But no, the Islanders would be given off. Like, bloody hell, Zendaya. But like, I don't know who she is. That's how old I am. Like, I only sort of know her from like being talked about on articles and stuff. I don't know what she's in.
I would want Zendaya to play me in a movie about me.
Tom Holland, is she?
Yes, she's with Spider-Man. That's her boo.
Yeah.
I just saw her in that movie. Just with the threesome. What's it? Challengers?
I mean, that sounds like an interesting movie. It's about a threesome.
Well, did you not see the tennis movie trailer?
No.
Okay, so it's some dirty stuff, sir.
I can't cope with that anymore.
I know. I felt, because I went with someone younger than me, I was like, close your eyes.
Yeah. Because there's supposed to be a sex scene out at the minute. People are giving off about Martin Freeman, who's in The Hobbit. He has like a sex scene with a young actress that's like 20 or something. People are like, you're a pervert. And he's like, I'm just acting. They're supposed to be like a tutor and a student having a...
You can't do anything.
No. I mean, pedophilia is a... yeah, you can't. Because here's a weird thing, right? It depends. It depends who's... You just can't do shit anymore. But like, it depends who's the one in the who's being the nonce. So case in point, there was an article I saw today or yesterday that's Anthony Kiedis from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. She's 61. His girlfriend's 19.
Okay, but he's hot. He's allowed.
Yeah, but also he's still 61. You know, like, what are they talking about other than probably meth? Because he's big in that, isn't he? Well, he was.
Oh well, there's this guy too. Who's the hot guy? He was in a superhero movie. And he's with the old lady. You know who I'm talking about? He's the hot guy. Is it like Alexander? Let me see.
Skarsgård? That sounds like a name.
Old lady with young actor.
Old lady.
This guy. What's his name? That is... This guy. You know this guy?
Oh, yes.
He's with this old lady.
Whoa.
And he's hot as hell.
He's the guy from, it was like not a full superhero film, wasn't it?
You know what I'm
like,
talking about?
Yeah. And he's like, he's an English guy, isn't he?
Is he English?
What's he called? Well, does it not say his name underneath?
That's what I'm looking for.
Oh. She looks like J.K. Rowling.
She looks like a predator. Why is she with this,
What? Because, he is. He wasn't good looking in his first film.
I know, but then Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Yeah, let's find out what the name of that film is, because it will annoy me now.
I know, it's going to drive me insane.
And it's like one word, isn't it?
Yeah, I want to say it's not super bad. What is it?
It's something like that, isn't it? And he like wears the green suit with the weird like yellow trim.
Yeah.
Aaron Taylor Johnson. What age is he? Oh, he's younger than me. Gross. He's he's 33.
When he was 18 and she was 42, that's when they started dating.
Right, that is a wee bit...
That's a bit much.
It's a wee bit much.
I,
Kick ass.
Kick
Boom.
Ass.
That's the one.
That's what it was.
And so he's married to this woman?
Yeah, they're married. She has a daughter and everything, and he's closer to age with the daughter than he is with her.
Oh, she's a director? Oh, that's a wee bit
that's
weird.
That's literally predator status.
Yeah, she must have met him. Yeah, that is weird. But you know what? This is the thing too. Like, I don't know who makes the whole rules of noncing, but they are weird. They're like,
I know,
you know, because like, you know who never gets nonce named?
Who?
Leo DiCaprio. People are always like, oh, but it's
yes,
Leo.
He does. Are you kidding me? There's so much stuff
but
about.
But they
him.
Don't call him a nonce. They're just like, he's a bit creepy. But it's right. Like no, because he's like, I only date girls that are 22.
I know,
like,
but if you saw the dating pool, I went on a. Also, you know how hard it is to be friends with comedians and then go on a date with someone and they're not a comedian. It's really...
Like, because you bring in the same kind of banter that you would bring, like roasting and things.
I went on a date a couple weeks ago, and when I tell you, the biggest banter sponge I've ever experienced in my life, I was like, get me out of here.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I can date normal again.
Yeah, but then, like, so what were some of the examples that you were like, was it just you were given a bit of chat and he was like, nothing coming back, or was it like...
I was just like, I'm like, you know, serving him, and he's just like, oh.
Yeah.
And then his jokes, painful.
Yeah, see, that's maybe you need to lower your like comedy standard with dates.
I don't need him to be, you know, he doesn't need to be up there doing a set. But I mean, at least have some type of banter. He was just so nice.
Yeah.
And he was just like, he couldn't be like sarcastic, you know what I mean? And I like a bit of sarcasm, like a bit of like.
Yeah, a bit of cheek.
Yeah, a bit of cheek.
And was before you had the date, was there any like decent chat with him, like in text or anything? Maybe he was just a bit nervous.
I don't know if you know this, I'm riddled with the tism.
Okay.
Like officially. So like when I message, I'm very
I would love it if that's what the doctor's like, listen, the results are back and it appears you are indeed riddled with the tism.
So I'm a very plain texter.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
Sometimes I'm not good at that. Like, I'm better, like, in person.
Uh-huh.
And so he'll be like, oh, look, I'm looking so forward to tonight. And I'm like, see you then.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I can't wait for tonight. Yes.
Exactly. Full stop. Yeah. Which I didn't know was a thing here.
Uh-huh.
You know, people have fallen out with me because I end something with a full stop. And they're like, she hates me.
Oh, no, people need to get a life.
Like, I didn't know that was a thing.
Just a bit of grammar's okay. Uh-huh. So, like, maybe that's what it was. You were, like, thinking, oh, he's all right. Because he just got basic manners. Looking forward to see it, yes.
Not in manners, yeah.
No. And then but then that's probably, then he's going to be like, oh, maybe this is what's happened.
What?
He has judged your general chat off the texting, which is very blunt. And then you've come in and then you're bringing all the banter. You've got such charisma and he's probably like, oh, no.
He's overtaken. He's like, I like the boring girl.
Yeah.
No, I'm
not. Was he hottie patati at least, or?
They're always hottie patati, but I need a come on. I need a personality to back it though.
Yeah, that definitely is important.
Yeah,
definitely, because like you go on some dates before and you're like, oh, she's really, and then you're like boring. You're like, oh no, it's just, and it's when you know someone's just you and them are not compatible on banter, and there's nothing worse when you know that straight away.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I have a full day to go here. Shit.
It's like when you're like, when you start a set and you know the crowd hates you after like 10 seconds, and you're like, well, we have another 19 minutes.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like being on these dates.
Like, and then you can't really do what, like, I think now I would definitely do in a set if it's really terrible and I have 20 minutes to do. I'll be like, you're getting 5. Because your night will be better if you get 5. My night will be better if you get 5. You can't do that on a date. You can't be like, listen, I think I'm just going to, because the old classic is, I need to poo.
Listen,
and then,
I need to poo.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
But then you ditch, you know, the old classic. You're like, but then I always hope, like, this is why you're saying you need to poo instead of you need to pee or you need to go to the toilet, because that's going to gross somebody out in the first date.
What does it matter if I don't want them? But then also, like, how can I discreetly leave anywhere? My hair is huge. I'm just going to fucking run past a window.
But I think what you can do is just, like, I don't know. I remember I tried to avoid somebody in Tesco's once because a guy I didn't want to see from school.
Yeah.
Like, not that there's anything wrong with him or didn't like him or anything, but I thought in my head, what I will do is I will change my face. So I went, I adopted a different face. I just walked around like this to be like, do I look different enough? And it didn't work. He was like, right there. And I'm like, yeah. And I had to keep the chat going the whole way. Like,
he went home the day, he goes, you know, Dave from school. I saw him. He got some work done.
It's a stroke or something on both sides of his face. Like, he couldn't walk out the restaurant past the window. Like, I'm a different person altogether.
Oh, God.
Oh, but that is a hack. Yeah. I'm good at giving life hacks to people. If you're on a date and you want out,
change your face and say you gotta poo.
Change your face and go. I mean, am I right? So let's role play here, right? You're on a date. Imagine you change your face. Yes, you're sitting eating dinner. It's all going well, and then you just go, I need to poo. Then you'd be like, all right, I don't know.
You walk in the face.
Or if you want, here's another hack for you. If you want to get out from the date and know that they'll not want to see you again, show them the poo.
What? I've had guys send me pictures of their poo.
Oh, well. But I mean, they'll come back in a napkin and be like, I told you.
Oh, my God.
And then she'll be like, yeah, you probably, oh,
That's so gross.
Like, no, when the guy, like, is that, like, mates have done that, or has it been,
well, some of them have been mates. One of them was someone I was dating. Mm. He was just like, look at how long this poo is.
Yeah.
I mean, we're that comfortable with each other.
Yeah, well, that's nice when you're like, oh, gross, we animal fly. But I once saw a poo in a public toilet that I took a photo of and showed it all around work. It was actually in a work toilet, it wasn't a public toilet, but it was so big, I was like, this won't flush. It was like, it looked like an armadillo.
Oh, my gosh.
It was humongous. And then it's like, I don't know how it came.
You know, they were like, hold on.
But then, you know, thing, you know why humans' eyes, apparently, this is the fact that not everyone knows, you're born, your eyes are the same size, they don't grow. It just, that's the size of your eyes and your head.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, so apparently, that's huge. Yeah, so your eyes have always been big from your kid, though. But I have a theory that your butthole is the same size from the day you're born as well. Because see, some of my kids' turds, I'd look at them and go, whoa, I'd be proud of that. Like, thick shit, big, long, thick shits. Really? My three-year-old's like, Daddy, can you wipe my bum? And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, whoa. That is. I'm going to have to fucking book a team of contractors to come and remove that.
That's impressive.
Yeah, just
healthy bowels.
Well, but I don't know. I don't even know how it would fit into my three-year-old's body. Like, she's only wee, but some of the lumps she cuts, whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's what I tell them too. Is like, see if anyone's doubting you or anyone's giving you any grief, show them your poo.
Show them your poo.
Yeah, that's a way to get out of everything.
Oh my gosh.
You know, so next date you're on.
You're going to see me, woman deported after bringing poo out in restaurants.
But just say, listen, it's a cultural thing. We do things differently in the States.
Start Sorry. Speaking in yeah. some weird language.
Sorry. See, you know where I'm from. Where are you from? Like Florida. Like we just bring our poos to show you.
Yeah. So. Oh, God.
But yeah, that was a fun date. So that guy then... is he likely this is our awkward thing that I'm so glad I'm happily married that,
you're so lucky
it's a good thing because it's either thinking about dating again scares me. Like, do you have anyone who like would know you from stand-up and maybe be like,
no, you know, it's creepy
and that's weird.
I don't put any stand-up anything on my profile, so then when I get to a date and they say, oh, I've seen you do stand-up or weren't you on this podcast, immediately I shut down and I'm like, I can't.
Yeah,
it creeps me out.
Yeah, it is a bit weird.
If they would have mentioned it like in the I don't know.
I mean, is this another thing that just does not do it for tell me a joke? You're like, no.
Yeah,
you might, yeah,
like, pay me some money.
But yeah, tell me a joke, give me 10 minutes and you nip the toilet,
aye,
come back and go,
there's your joke, buddy.
What do you think of this? And even, what's that? It is a poo.
It is a poo. How that?
Yeah. I couldn't. I don't think I would. No. I would want.
They're all
to
banter
ever.
Sponges, or they're pedos. Yeah. That's all there is.
And that's not a good pool of people that you want to be dating.
No. That's all there is.
And do you think that's an online dating thing now, or do you think it's across the board?
I don't like online dating. I would be someone who would rather meet someone in person, so who knows someone I know, so I can be like, is this person sound?
Yeah.
Or that I've met organically and we've become friends, and I'm like, oh, they're actually quite lovely. I wouldn't mind going out with them.
So do you then go for? So if you say, would you go from friends to dating somebody, or would you like?
Oh, I'm a lunatic. I know. I very rarely like someone.
Right, okay.
But the second I do, mm-hmm. I'm like, I like them, and I know and I will declare it.
Yes. Like, publicly? Like, you put it out for tender, by the way, it's in the paper. I like you.
Well, usually I go on someone's podcast, and I'm like, I fancy someone.
Uh-huh.
And I give all the hints.
And how's that worked for you?
Wait, it's not working right now. I just did it recently, so.
What podcast did you do it on?
I did it on Cork in the North.
Right, okay. And did you mention any names, or did you just allude?
I was very aloof, and then the person next to me, it was Darren Matthews. Darren Matthews, okay. Like, oh, he's not.
So he was the one.
He was trying to, like, throw off.
Oh, I thought you were like, it's Darren Matthews. By the way, it's him.
Yeah. I mean, I love Darren Matthews, but no, he's a taken man. So then he was like, oh, it's not a comedian. Like, he was like, just trying to, like, throw off the whatever. And I was like, oh, he's a culty. Oh, he's this or that. And then the comments.
Mm-hmm.
They knew immediately.
I think I know.
And then I screenshotted it and sent it to him. Uh-huh. And I was like,
what do you think of that?
What do you think of that?
And what did he say?
I'll show you later.
Oh, no. Good or bad?
I don't. In the middle.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't bad, but I think, I don't think he knew. And then I have a feeling he went and watched it after that.
Yeah.
And is like, right, she's insane.
Because what it could be,
I'm insane.
In that scenario, might be like, because if, right, say it was me, and I was single, and you said it to me, I might be like, huh, what you're doing is being like, aren't these people mad? Haha, thinking it's, you
well,
know?
That's what I was
so
doing.
So that's, you're right, okay.
And then I was like, but I said, they just assumed I was talking about you. And then I was like,
not that it was, but it was. Fully was.
That's what I said. Yeah, that's fully, what I said. Yeah. And then I think he watched it and he was like, she's a lunatic.
Mm.
But I don't know how, I have no riz when I like someone.
Yeah.
None.
Does it go the opposite? And then you're like, why have we done this?
Oh, I self-sabotage. I'm like, if I don't just put it out there and say it, it'll like consume my brain. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to throw it out there and I'm going to back away from the fire.
That's
for the best.
And have you found, historically, has that been worked? Or
no, it never works.
No. By the way, FYI, this is something you're going to have to deal with real quick, and I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Whoa, that is a lot to take in.
Yeah.
But no, I think, like, say, if I were to be single, if my wife were to leave me or die or something, which would be wick either way, I just think I would be, like, grump. Like, you know, Clint Eastwood in...
I love Clint.
Oh, what's that film?
Clint Eastwood was someone I would, like, that's like, if he was a pedo, I would date him.
Gran Torino. In that film where he's just like,
yeah,
that's me. That would be me. If I would just be grumpy and just live by myself. Apart from if my kids were still young, then they could probably live with me. But I'd just be like, I might actually go to the doctors and ask, instead of a vasectomy, I'd be like, can I have just it all removed? Everything.
Everything.
I'd be a eunuch. I'd be a monk without the boring religious shit.
I used to beg my dentist to pull out all my teeth and give me dentures.
And what age were you when you did that?
I was like 18.
Why?
Because in my head, it made more sense to get used to dentures now than to try and wait.
That's fucking mental.
I know. I don't know why.
And what did your dentist be like? No, Jazz, you're sweet.
Literally, that's what he said. He's like, what's wrong with you?
Well, listen, I know something I can hook you up with. Because my dentist was dying to pull my teeth out.
Is he single?
It's a woman. Ugh. It's a lady. But you know what? I mean, it's the love of my heart, great dentist, but banter sponge yourself.
Oh, no. Yeah. Can't do it.
No.
No banter.
But you take your teeth out. See, yeah. I think she's maybe a mild sociopath.
Oh.
She's like, I can take another one of your teeth. I was like, does it need to come out? Nah, but I mean, if you want, I could take it out.
Yeah.
And he just fill you up with, and I was like, how much is that going to be? $8,000. I'm like, well, here's what to do. Just not do that.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to give you $8,000 to just implant my mouth for banter.
My teeth hurt now.
Thinking about it.
Ugh.
But then you've been getting punched up in the face. How's that been going for you?
I've been punching faces.
The boxing, have you, you're, how long, it's like a month away now?
Yeah, or it's like,
nearly?
Like 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's even 5 weeks.
Is it?
I think so.
Ugh. I'm going to go to the tanning beds and get really tan.
Mm-hmm. For boxing? It's not bodybuilding, Jazz.
Okay, but there's going to be cameras on me, and I want to, like, you know, if you look good, you feel good, you feel good, you do good.
That's very life coachy, sort of.
You know, I heard it from somebody. But like,
I love that logic. I've heard it. So you look good, you feel good, you act good, you fight good.
Aye.
And how has that been going for you? You're fighting Claire Corrigan,
mm-hmm.
who, by the way, could have been the person you were talking about.
She's a Colchi. She's a Colchi.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, you caught me. It's big Claire Corrigan.
That would definitely surprise people. Yeah. Yeah, but then you'd have the gum shield and it'd be a weird thing to visualize.
Or the headgear.
Yeah.
Oh,
maybe you and Claire have long tongues, I don't know. That could be something weirder.
I'm actually really self-conscious about my tongue.
Well, like if you put it out and it touches the table, that'd be
I feel like my tongue is like a boy tongue.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've ever gendered a tongue before, But yeah, you're fine, Claire. Claire has... Have you ever been boxing before? Is this your first time? Or?
I did wrestling and karate.
Right, like mat wrestling or...?
Yeah, like I wrestled in high school and I was the state champion.
Oh, shit. The state of...
Florida. We wrestle gators in that country,
oh,
okay?
Oh, wow.
2011.
Mm-hmm.
I had a different last name, but Google me.
Okay.
And then I did karate all grown up, so...
On what level of
black
belt?
Black belt.
Well,
first degree though, only first degree.
But it's still a degree more than most people, and then there's like another like brown, white, purple, yellow belts.
Yeah, so I did Shitoru, so we went from white to yellow to orange, to green to blue, purple, brown, black.
Whoa!
And there's like three stripes for each belt. you have to upgrade to. So all that times three.
Whoa. So you were clearly committed to violence?
That's what I do. No.
Whoa. And you did the katas and all?
I did what?
The katas? You know the way? In the karate where they like make you do the
Oh, yeah. The but dances? We would have to do like sounds. We'd be like... And then you have to do a weapon to get your black belt. I had a bow. Because in my head, most things in a room would look like a bow, and I could use that if need be.
Like a bow as in like the
just a long
arrow.
Stick.
All right, like a bow staff.
Yeah, and so then we would do all these recitals with them. Uh-huh. So I had, you know, B.O.B. Not B.O.B. You know that song, yeah, Bombs Over Baghdad.
That's what I thought you meant by Outkast.
By Outkast.
With karate?
I had that song, and I
was just, yeah.
You're like, Bombs Over Baghdad. That was my recital song.
And I just imagine some like old Chinese master who originated karate. It's not what he expected to see.
So we're just like, we stand there, and then the song starts. And then we're just like, we go, and it's like a whole moment.
But hold on.
It was that or nunchucks.
The entire song?
Yeah.
Yale! I'd be like, I get it. Like, when Big Boy comes in for his verse, I'd be like, I think we could just...
But here, if somebody tries...
Oh no, those trays, don't.
Tries to rob my house, you best believe I'm grabbing the broom and putting hot bombs over Baghdad, and I'm going to take them out, okay?
I think they would leave. Just, I fucking...
Could you imagine?
Oh, sorry, I know you're burgling me. Just hold on. Just give me 1 second. Please. Oh, you watch out. Oh, it's go time.
Give me the broom.
1, 2, 3. Oh, Jesus Christ. I'd be like, I'm sorry, I picked the wrong house. This person is clearly not well.
That song comes on, and I can take them out.
It's like Pavlov's dogs. You know when you hear the wee bell and salivate, and when that comes on, you kick the shit out of people. That's got to be your walk-on song for the boxing
match. 100%. Oh, God.
With a staff. I mean, you'll be already in Claire's head.
Oh, God.
Oh dear, and did you have any other songs? It was because it's they're like, no, you just did the same song and the same routine.
No, I did that one twice, and then I really liked that song, but I did different moves. And then
sorry, it's so ridiculous and so disrespectful to the ancient art of karate. No,
it was
even
better. What was the other one I did? It was
Bombs Over Baghdad. And then it's so weird.
I think
weird
I, did a I did a Linkin Park song because I wanted it to be like slow.
Please, not the one. Not. And here's if one more light goes out in the world of a million stars. Boom.
It was. What's the one with the violins? Faint.
All right. That is. This was quite. This wasn't karate. This was performance art.
No, it was karate. We had to say it before we would test. My style karate is Shitoru. I'm testing four. And then you would say what about?
Yeah, like, first Dan, black. Yeah!
Hit it. I'm just going to do that, the boxing. Someone's going to toss me a broom and play B.O.B.
I'm going to sing it. I'm doing commentary. I'll just sing it for you.
That is
unbelievable. And I, so then what was the point? What ever made you give that up? Because that to me sounds like the greatest thing in life to perform.
I had to be an adult. I had to grow up.
That's so sad. When did you know you were grown up? Well,
you know what's worse is there was people like the senseis and all. They're like 25 doing that competitively. You know what I mean? Like they were out like competing doing that.
They're just listening to keep the B.O.B. theme up, just B.O.B. and fucking Paramore. They're just out dancing to that, you know, airplanes in the night sky, like 25.
Stars.
Oh, man, that's so fucking, that is great. So is it like, you know, like when nurses do their registration, they have to like refresh it every year? And
you got to keep doing it, and then there's more degrees, and you have to like write essays and all, and I was like, I don't have the time, like...
Have you written an essay for karate before?
You had to.
What do you write about?
Why your essays? They should, like, basically deem you a black belt and what that would mean to you, and then as well as like what qualifies you.
So what were some of the reasons? Do you remember
I just BS'd it. I was a I'm terrible at essays. But see, if it would have been like a slideshow, it would have been great. The last slide, B.O.B.
While you're just a little bit of light music to help you decide. Just that sweet cherry curl of Andre's present. Oh, fucking hell. That is... I just find like tradition so funny in some respects. Like, just like that's what... Like, you got to move the time, certainly, but that's just wild.
Yeah.
So now you are no longer, you couldn't call yourself a black belt anymore? No, or,
not really.
But then, if you were like, you know what, I want to get the gi back on again, I'm going to go for it, could you just step back in at black level, or would you have to go like back to white and work your way up? And then would you be a double black belt if you got to the top?
It would be second degree black belt. And
it's took me a lie.
I also don't think, I think it's been too long. It's been over a decade.
Mm-hmm. But do you ever watch like Cobra Kai or anything? Once you've got it, you've got it. It's like riding a bike. You just got to dust off the gi and like get some like 80s power ballads on and just go out there.
Wax on, wax off.
Because you did a kick in our video we were doing for the wrestling promo show, and that was pretty impressive. It was a pump kick. Steve Blackman would have been proud of that.
You know, I don't think I used to have to, let's say I got into a fight, I would have to proclaim that I am a black belt. I'd have to be like, I must warn you, I'm a black belt. My body is a weapon.
But can I just give me my iTunes a wee second here?
If you want to see how these weapons work, put on POV.
Get the Stankonia album on, because it's going to kick off.
Oh, God.
And then did you quote other, is it Auschwitz? No, podcast. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. They were great. I loved Outkast.
I love Outkast. You know what was it? Because the whole world loves
That was a weird album, because didn't Andre 3000 do one side of it, and then Big Boy did the other? That was great. Was it Mr. Brown or something that was called? Something like that?
I don't remember.
You're just too focused on kicking the shit out of people, the B.O.B. Oh, that's so good. So then the wrestling, you didn't have any other weird thing? You just...
Wrestling, no, I did it for only high school, so about, like, high school, middle school. And I think the best I did was, like, I got
first
in states, yeah.
That's unbelievable. So would you have been, like, offered a scholarship to wrestle at all?
Aye, but, like, after school, I had more responsibilities with my family, so I wasn't able to take on some of that stuff.
Yeah, you could be like NCAA, like Brock Lesnar.
You know, I wanted to join the WWE when I was a kid. And when I was in high school, that was my goal. And then when my whole family stuff started kicking off, I was like, well, if I can't travel and do that, what I'll do is I'll try to become a pyro engineer so I can travel and do that.
I was going
to
say an arsonist. Just instead. Yeah. I'd love to work for the WWE. That'd be a dream. Would that be something you'd still want to do? Whether like, because now I always wanted to be a wrestler.
Yeah.
But now I'm too old, so I'd be like, I'd like to like work as a writer or something, or like
I would like maybe for a season, you know.
They have no seasons. It's all
year. I couldn't do it forever. Like, I love comedy, but I would love to like dabble in it, or like make an appearance for a couple of weeks, like be a write on character or something, you know.
Yeah, but then you could be like Logan Paul. He's just great at it.
Yeah,
and he's probably actually, I am a YouTube guy, or a YouTube guy should I say, and I just won't do this now.
I hate him.
Like, generally, or just as a wrestler?
I don't really like him as, like his whole thing.
Yeah, he is a weird anomaly of, like, how he is as famous as he is. Because then he started off just doing the splits on, like, tubes and stuff.
It's weird,
like,
stuff.
Yeah, like, he used to just... That was the first time I saw him on Vine. He would just, like, stand somewhere.
I forgot about Vine.
And then just, like, drop into the splits. That was, like... So he'd just be, like, on the tube and then splits. And people were like, what the fuck is this guy doing? It was like, have you not seen these?
No.
Like, this is what he first did.
I respect his hustle.
It was, I'm just need to check up the score on Man City Spurs.
I love a hustle story.
Rich Nelly, please Spurs. Logie Paul. I mean, why does he not go by that? That's what I'd like to know. Why does he not go by Logie Paul? So Logan Paul splits. And like, this is where I like it. And again, I didn't know it was Logan Paul at the time. It was just this weird guy that did the splits. It's like, yeah, splitting the world. This is where he did. Like, sorry, I was allowed to get some B.O.B. on the go there. So like, there he was, as like a wee, like, pube guy. And he just do that. Like, everywhere around the world. Like, randomly. Just, boop.
That's got a heart now.
Yeah, like, look at this. Like, that was just his thing. And then people were like, who's this weird guy? And he just do that everywhere. And that was the first thing he did. Which is weird, isn't it?
It's weird, but that's cool.
And then didn't he do
He had like, money, he's traveling all these places.
Yeah, I think he was a bit of a rich guy, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Because that's how you get anything. That's why
I
don't like him.
I can tell he's rich.
And then didn't he do like the Japanese death forest, which is pretty insensitive of him. Not know this. You're gonna hate him even more. He did a video, he was like vlogging, but do you know the wee alien guys from Toy Story, the wee green guys?
Yeah.
He had like a hat of them, but it was like, you know, over the ears. I was like, there we, and he was in this forest, and like, apparently he's like, this is the suicide forest in Japan, and some guy had hanged himself in it, and he just filmed it, being like, oh my god, someone has, and he's like, and they're like, it's really insensitive and bad taste.
See, I'm not a big cancel girl. I'm not.
No. Do you think everybody should be thrown a lifeline in a world of cancellations?
I think
Kevin Spacey, what are we saying?
I think in my head it's just like comedy's comedy, or like, you know, I feel like people should have the freedom to have whatever opinion they have, and if you don't want to watch it, don't watch it.
Yeah, see, there you go. I think you've just hit the nail on the head. But I think sometimes if people say or do stuff that get cancelled, it's like you don't have to punish them for that forever.
I know, there's like no redemption.
Yeah,
like I think about comedians who like they dig up stuff from like years ago, like if you dug up something I said at 23, I was an idiot.
Yeah,
we all are idiots at 23.
Yeah, and then you what you find funny is different.
Aye.
As well, and you think when
you're, what's socially acceptable at certain times.
Yeah, and you need to be more like you think probably you need to be more startling.
Yeah.
And say things that people go, whereas you wouldn't now. You know, like I see a lot of like newer comedians putting crowd work clips up or bits up, and I'm like, you've been doing it like 2 months. Don't put your stuff up. Keep it. Don't like wait till you're, you know, you're because no one's going to see like a really raw new bit and go, I'm going to follow this person. It's just you think it's what to do. So I think that's and if I went back on some stuff I did, whoa. Like I actually said some. I use some slurs back when I was starting out, like just, and I was like, you can't actually say that. I'm like, but I'm not saying I said it. I'm just telling a story about,
I know,
you know, like I actually, there was a bit I had to get taken down because it was years and years ago, but I told a story about being lost in San Francisco and there was a homeless guy called me a white N-word.
Right.
And I quoted the bit.
Yeah.
And then was like, I didn't. I was ignorant, obviously, but I thought I was like but that was saying. Like, but then if that came out now, I'd be done. But I know, like, that was not a wise thing to have said. But I was just that's what the guy called me.
Yeah, you know? I think. I mean, to recount something that's happened
and
something that you've experienced, I think is fair game.
Yeah.
Also, this is not going to do well. But I feel like racism in comedy is all right if you're funny. If it's worth the punchline. Well,
I'm going to say that particular bit, probably not.
Well, no. Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, what's his name? He does a bit where he's like, he comes in, he does one accent, and he's like, oh, isn't that a crazy? And he like says it's another accent.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Is it William? Does it in English, and he says it's Australian, maybe?
Is it Louis C.K.?
Oh, well, I thought I was thinking locally, but yeah, I don't know, I think so. Because I do a bit now where I do use an accent to say, like, it's like I'm sort of insinuating I'm a guy called Thanos, like a Greek dude.
Yeah.
And I go, would you like the bastard? And but then, I think it sort of works okay. But then some people like, I don't know if you. I'm like, I'm not slagging the anything. I'm slagging myself, kind of thing. But you know, I don't know, because this is a weird thing. I think intent as well. Like I have no ill intent ever, but again, you got to watch because everyone. I think if everyone like say you did your set, and someone watched it. And they wanted to find something wrong with it. They find something wrong with it, you know. So I think that especially if you, but then anything you do, like any bit I do, sometimes like people are like, "What you're saying about your kids is too harsh." I'm like, "But it's not true." It's
somebody bit, commented on my ticket link for a show I was doing. They said they called me am I allowed to curse?
Mm-hmm.
They called me a cock hungry racist, which does sum up my set. But like, also,
but hold on. That, why are the two connected?
Because I talk about, like, all I do in my set is, like, flirt and then say stuff about racism. But, like, I've also been on stage at a gig here, and somebody in the audience call me the N-word out loud, like, heckle me. And I have to keep going. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
No. Where was that?
Everyone was ready to kill him. But I was just like, no. And I, like, you know what I mean? You work it, blah, blah. And then at the end, I came over to him and I was just like, you see all those people back there? They want to throw you out. Mm-hmm. And you get to enjoy the rest of the show. Mm-hmm. And you get to walk out of here live.
Yeah.
Because of an N-word. Uh-huh. And he's like, I'm so sorry. I was like, I'm just letting you know, bro.
Was it a club it was in? Or you can tell me afterwards, but...
I don't know. I mean, the club is a great club. I'd do it 100 times. It was just one drunk idiot. You know what I mean?
But I'd like to see the fight break out there. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Like, there you go. You have some of that, you piece of shit. Yeah, but... But no, I think that's that. It's just like...
It was the start of my set, you know what I mean?
That's the worst.
If it was halfway through, then like, yeah. But like, I'm like, I still got 15 minutes to do.
Yeah. But again, in that scenario, it's like, just, there are so many fucking idiots out there.
Yeah.
And just, I guess, they're like, so I think, I don't even know what that idiot was thinking. But I would have been like, let's get him.
I think that was everyone's game, and I was like, it's cool.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think, like, when people are cancelled, it all depends on what you do. Because, like, then, it's like you say, there's no redemption. Especially comedians. You're like, everyone always says, to be a comedian, there must be some sort of, like, I don't know many that I would be like, oh, they're seriously fucked up.
Yeah.
But there must be something, you know, every comedian's a wee bit narcissistic, so they probably get a wee bit aloof and forget and say stuff. But I think, like, some of the ones that have been cancelled, you're like, really? And then there's people who do crimes and go to prison and get out and, like, well, they need to be rehabilitated, let them go. Mm. It's like, but you told a bad joke, but you can never work again.
It's insane. Well, even, like, living here, like, people will say stuff to me or they'll ask questions, and I could easily, if I was in America, I'd be like, that's racist.
Yeah.
But here, contextually, I can't say that. Mm-hmm. There's not as much exposure to different cultures here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a genuine curiosity. It's a genuine, like, ignorance where I can't, like, that's just an opportunity for me to be like, hey, this is actually what's, you know, all right and not all right. And then this is what this is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's because I do think here, especially, we some people might be offended by this, but we are, I think, a few years behind, like, other places, even, like, in the UK and Ireland.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, and I think, like, a big thing would be, like, the, like, you can't open shops on a Sunday because Jesus would be unhappy. Like, Jesus dead, Holmes. You know what I mean? Don't worry about it. He's not going to panic. But even this week, did you see this week? There was the Free Presbyterians. They're the guys who have the issue.
Are they everything. The ones that are in Belfast?
Yeah, so no, the Free Presbyterians, I think it's Ian Paisley's church. He set up, but these guys were, you've heard the UK Pleasure Boys. Those guys who were tearing up the Devonish. They were back. The boys were back in town and they were in, like, Banbridge or somewhere, or Ballymena. And the Free Presbyterian Church were picketing the venue to be like, this is a disgrace. These guys and all. And you're like, literally, in no way do you guys have to have any knowledge of the Pleasure Boys. You don't have to see them, but they're standing. And then, like, apparently the show, there was no full frontal nudity. And personally, if I had paid to go and see the Pleasure Boys and they weren't getting the cocks out,
gypped,
I'd be like, I want my money back.
Run me my money.
Yeah, I'm like, you need to lace the pot because
whip it
this
out
is what I'm here for.
Give me back my money.
Imagine going to Disneyland. I was like, yeah, you can't see the castle.
You're like, you can't see Mickey.
Yeah, like, Mickey's not here. I'm like, I've come to see Mickey. I'm literally, this is, I'm...
What if you put the suit on, like, and you, make Mickey show up?
Get a big dick out for me
or
right now.
I'm playing B.O.B. It's going to go down.
It's going to go, you're not going to enjoy this. But I'd be so raging.
Yeah.
So raging, because why am I getting so animated? Because I love the Pleasure Boys. But but whenever I saw that, I just thought, you know what? That's a lot of people having a
good time. I just really want you to clip that. I love the Pleasure Boys. The Pleasure Boys.
The Pleasure Boys. But they will be back. And I want to, you know what? If the Pleasure Boys would have me, I'll do a turn at the Pleasure Boys. I'll do it. You know, I'll get it out. You know, I'll shake it all about. I'll do it with the Pleasure Boys. Because I'm a kindred spirit, you know.
Yeah.
My wife said to me, she was like, you are 10 times the man those Pleasure Boys
aww
are. And I was like, oh, thank you. And she goes, no, I phrased that wrong. 10 of you would be one. I was like, all right, okay. Not so respectful.
So this is love.
Yeah, that's love. But yeah, they were like, I thought when I saw the Pleasure Boys that, like, We watched a documentary, an Attenborough documentary, and there were puffins on it.
I love a documentary. No. But I haven't seen them.
You've seen puffins? You know those wee birds, puffins, living on Rathlin Island?
You guys, I was going to say, you guys have like an island where they come and go, yeah?
That's Rathlin, the puffin island. And my wife didn't think puffins were real. She thought they were just like little characters in kids' books. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, fuck, puffins are real. I had the same reaction when I saw the Pleasure Boy photos. I was like, I didn't know things that size were real. I thought that was just made up. I was like, wow, these
the
guys.
The wee granny's holding them.
Oh, that was, did you see? Like, there was one one photo of a granny. That was, it was kind of like, you know whenever, like, a kid gets a goldfish at a fair?
Yeah.
It was like,
that's exactly,
just holding.
That's what it's like.
Yeah. But then if you saw this one photo with the granny just holding a penis going, and then there's another granny with her, but she doesn't have a penis to hold, so she just like has her hand on the guy's thigh. Oh. It's so weird. But that's the best meet and greet. Like, I would be like saying to them, guys, listen, if you're not doing full frontal in the show because the pre-Presbyterians are protesting, you respect that. Like, say what you want to be the Pleasure Boys, but they're respectful. But I would say, like, for the photo, can you at least get the top part out so I can just, please, you know, I'd be.
Yeah.
But no, they're the biggest ticket in town, those boys. But the Free Presbyterians don't like it.
They're jealous.
Mm. You know what? It's like that thing that you said about if you don't like comedy.
Yeah.
Turn over, watch something else.
Yeah.
Why are the Free Presbyterian Church going to the Pleasure Boys events? Like, they're more likely, like, they're 100% more likely to encounter a Pleasure Boy at a Pleasure Boy show than they are if they're just in their
house,
like,
repressed Pleasure Boys.
That's their problem. They have not had enough pleasure in their lives.
Yeah.
There's only so much pleasure the Bible can give you. That's another life hack.
Oh my gosh.
Look, pleasure elsewhere. That's, you can get some pleasure, but not enough. I'm going to be struck down on the way
poor
home.
Bible here.
But, like, listen, I can't get over the fucking, the raising of Sodom and Gomorrah, all right?
Oh.
The party lands, that's what that was. Let me see if I've got some questions here.
Ooh.
On the Pleasure Boy app. You know, I do follow the Pleasure Boys on social media. Just,
I am not surprised. Yeah. I want to know how many times you said Pleasure Boy in the last like minute and a half. I want someone to count it.
Cut it and see.
Pleasure Boy, Pleasure Boy. I love Pleasure Boy.
I would probably watch Albango. It's excessive. That's too much pleasure for anyone. And Naomi says, have you watched the Piers Morgan interview with the real life Martha from Baby Reindeer?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? Various venues now have her advertised for meet and greet nights.
Oh, that's not cool.
Now, I've not watched Baby Reindeer, and I will tell you why. Because it scares me. Because it's so something that you, like, I could see happening.
I have a new bit about that, actually.
Okay.
I say that it scares me, but not because of stalking, because, like, I grew up black in America. We get stalked.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, because what I've learned growing up is whenever there's a fat villain,
huh,
I will get called that name. You know, Precious. Lizzo.
Mm-hmm.
Alison Hammond, now that I'm here.
Yeah. But it's Lizzo is a villain now, isn't she?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Maybe calling me in the comments.
But you haven't got Martha yet, have you?
Not yet. I know it's coming. I know it's coming.
But the gist is stalker, isn't it?
Yeah.
She's a bit of a stalker.
And a rapist.
Is she a rapist or is there an original?
She sexually assaulted him.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And I just want to go on record to say, Knocko. Sexual assault. No. You know, that's the only way. Like, this is something I want to say to all, like, life coaches. See, when they're like, you don't take no for an answer, you do when it comes to consent.
Consent.
Consent is everything.
Reigns.
Mm-hmm. Roman.
You.
But yeah, so this is what I don't get. So she's now gone on Piers Morgan. Did you watch the interview?
Yes.
How did that come out? What's the takeaway? She's a liar.
She's a liar. And they depict her so well in this like show where you're just like, you're like, she's lying. And she's given all the signs of lying. Like, who has 6 email addresses, 4 phones, and is like, but I'm not a stalker.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to talk to people on different things.
Yeah, that's a bit weird, isn't it?
And then my favorite thing that she did, though, she's like, I can't believe they got someone, like, fat and ugly to play me in the show. I was like, if I was a stalker, that would be me.
But, like, I saw the particular, there was a photo, so there was an article I read today about it. And someone had used that exact line. Like, I can't believe I got someone fat and ugly. And I had a photo of her, like, at the time.
Yeah.
Exact same hair. Yeah. And everything. I was like, well, like it kind of looks just like it. So.
I'm that level of delusional, though. I'd say the same.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just think the whole thing, like, I would watch it and be so uncomfortable the whole way, being like, oh, no, this gives me the willies.
No, it's scary. It is scary because it's real.
Mm-hmm.
It happened. You know what I mean?
But then it's like, is it like the dog biting thing? Have you heard, like, if their dog attacks happen all over the country, but if someone gets bitten by a dog, then it, like, sparks and it's immediate on the news. Or, like, oh, everyone's reporting dog bites, you know? So it's, like, after Chris Rock got slapped by Will Smith,
mm-hmm.
everyone was joking about that on stage. Actually, the guy come onto the stage with me to give me a hug just after that. And I thought he was going to hit me. And I was like, so everyone's on edge. So is everyone going to be like, oh, you're there in Martha now? And people are like, chill.
Chill.
Yeah, maybe, like, now you're on the dating apps and all, maybe that could be where it might be a Martin out there for you. Just gotta watch out.
I don't mind a stalker. I think that'd be my type.
Yeah, but, like, do you think that stalking, do you welcome stalking up to a point? Like, when are you like, that's too much stalking? Like, you gotta...
If I catch on.
Right, okay.
But so, if I just think that you know me well,
uh-huh.
I'll love it.
He just knows me, so, like, no one pays attention like that to me.
How did you know that? Yeah. I love that.
How did you know what my electrical bill was? Oh, yeah, I was just hooking through the bin. You're like, oh, you're only kidding. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, I don't know. I don't think I've ever been stalked.
No,
I don't think I'd like to be.
I wasn't stalked, but I was chased out of somewhere.
By?
So I had gone.
So was this someone that was a bit obsessed with you, or just?
He was a bit obsessed. Okay. He's normal now.
Mm-hmm. Like, is he here? In this country?
Yeah, in this country.
Oh, wow.
So
you're going to tell me it is off air, and I can't wait to hear. Would I know them?
I don't know if you would know them, mm-hmm. but I could show you them.
Yeah.
So basically, I had matched with them. I didn't match with them. They had messaged me on Hinge.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't respond. And then they messaged me again,
mm-hmm.
which I didn't know you could do. I think I had opened it. I think if you click it,
mm-hmm.
then that starts a conversation. So then I read the message and he was like, oh, I think this and that about you. And I ignored it. And then he was like, oh, you're a comedian.
Huh.
And then I ignored that. And then he sent me another message that he was going to go see me at the PAV.
See, that's when it gets a bit creepy, isn't it?
No, you know what the creepy part was?
Uh-huh.
He was also on at the PAV.
Yeah, that is weird.
He ended up being able to sign up,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know how that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then, then I was like, okay, well, I can still ignore him. Because there was actually a couple people there that I had matched with on Hinge. Like, this is really funny.
Yeah.
So then I'm off talking to my friends, because at that stage, I wasn't really friends with the comedians.
Uh-huh.
I was bringing friends to gigs. And
see, that's the American? Huh? The bringer shows? So, like, I'm bringing my own crew here. Yeah.
So then we're all talking, and they're like, there's a guy staring at you at the door. And he's standing over there, and I was like, all right. Somebody calls him over. So then my friend's like, let's go. We go darting.
Uh-huh.
He turns around, chases us down the stairs.
Like,
down the stairs, down the street. And I am hysterically, when I get scared, I hysterically laugh. I can't help it. So I'm
the
laughing.
Worst character in a stalker
film. And I ever. Feel like I'm running.
Yeah.
But I'm going. It's really slow. But I felt like I was going really fast. And we got to the car, and that was the end of it. And it was, like, so weird.
And has he ever gigged again?
I think he gigged, like, one more time, and then he's disappeared since.
And does he message you again?
No. He hasn't messaged me. He's pretty much disappeared.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Because it'd be weird to be like, hey, I saw you at the gig, and I was just trying to come after you, but you looked like you were, I don't know, like, running. Oh, man.
Why is he so obsessed with it? What if I, like, got it all wrong, and he was just like, you left your bag?
Yeah, like, have you ever seen the start of Urban Legend, the film?
No.
Yeah, well, so something happens there. It's creepy. It's this woman pulls into an old gas station in the middle of, like, this, off this highway, and there's a creepy looking dude working in there. And he's like, really, like, I don't know why they always breathe badly. Like, it would annoy me if he was eating dinner. He's brushing up and he's all creepy and all. And he's like, you know what they're like, we need a creepy dude. You know what hairstyle they give them? Long but balding.
Yeah.
So it's like,
it's a
creepy here.
Remember when there was the Harry Styles?
Oh, they're like giving it all that. And then she's trying to pay and he's like looking at her. Again, don't know why he's doing the LL at her.
You know, hair, like, I hate that. Face, I hate like, that so
it's so gross. But then, as like she's going up, she's starting to panic, and then she like goes to pay and runs out, and he's chasing after her and all, and she's like, yeah. Oh, gets in the car and like off she goes, and he's like, I'm trying to tell you, there's someone in the back of your car. And then she's like listening to Bonnie Tyler, turn around, and then this figure, it's a axe, urban legend.
Oh my gosh,
boom,
that sounds sick.
It's terrifying. It's a great opening scene.
I would love that.
Great opening scene.
Yeah,
but creepy. Speaking of creepy, we've come to the end of our time on this week's episode of the Sly Guy podcast. Jasmine, what have you got coming up? Where can people find you? Other than the PAV, because we've established that's not a good idea. Well, respect boundaries.
Instagram, Jazz S Speaks. And then.
Jazz S Speaks or Jazz Speaks?
Jazz S Speaks. Jazz Sierra.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
I see. Jazz Speaks. So that's probably a tough enough handle to find. Otherwise.
I know. Yeah. I didn't plan to ever plug my. Mm-hmm. My Instagram when I made it.
If you go back, if you scroll, like stalkers will do this, we scroll right to the bottom of Jazz's Instagram, the first few posts are her doing katas to Bombs Over Baghdad, which is well worth the follow alone. So I would advise you go for that. And you've got your own podcast, the Auntie O Pod.
Yes, the Auntie O Pod. Mm-hmm. Me and Brona Nicade.
Yeah, Brona's excellent as well. And anything else? You have any gigs to plug?
When does this come out?
It's coming on Thursday.
Oh, perfect. Friday, I'm at the Doyen.
The Doyen, good venue. Yeah. Who's on with you?
William Thompson.
Boo.
And David Jeb.
Boo. Oh, DDJ, David Doherty Jeb.
Yeah.
Ask him what mine and his TV idea is.
Okay.
I think it's digging up celebrity bodies. I don't know why. Yeah.
Right,
it's
okay.
Something along those lines, but it's a real, it's a good one. And DDJ, you, yeah. Willie, and who else? Is it Andrew Ryan?
No, Andrew Ryan, Saturday at the golf club.
Okay.
And then Sunday I'm at the American for Kill Your Darlings. It's Shane, Aaron McCann, nice. Luke McGibbon, me, there's a bunch of people.
It's a good lineup. Yeah. It's full out. It's sold out, isn't it, that one?
Oh yeah, it is sold out.
So unlucky. So yes, follow Jazz S Speaks. And are you any other socials while you're at it? All Jazz S Speaks?
Jazz S Speaks. I don't really use other socials.
It sounds like you have like a speech impediment and you're saying Jesus Speaks.
Yeah,
Jesus speaks, yeah. I've already disrespected the Christians anyway on this episode of podcast. All I'm saying is God wants guys to have full frontal nudity, right? Relax.
That's how the world started, I? Naked?
Yes, naked and afraid. No, it's a TV show, Naked and Afraid. Naked. Probably were afraid, I guess. Anyway. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. And yeah,
pleasure.
Watch the live stream of the boxing and watch Jazz and Claire Corrigan go face to face. Maybe punch each other, maybe snog. Who knows? We'll find out on the 23rd of June at the Ulster Hall.
On the 26th.
6th of June. I mean, there's a different event. It's a pleasure, boys, on the 23rd of June. And I'm hosting it. All right. Jazz, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
It's been great. Thanks for having me. I had fun. Bye. I'm the Slack Guy.